We live in time. And as we live in time, we are stuck by our understanding of time, aren't we? You will have a date when you were born, and you count the days you have lived since that. And you celebrate your anniversaries, your birthdays. And we celebrate the passing of time. Time is something that we have. Each day we are given a further 24 hours. And we will count that through. We may sleep for a third of it, unless you're a teenager, and then it's for most of it. Or if you're a toddler, none of it. But time is something that we understand. And so when we come to talking about God being an everlasting God, we are going beyond our human comprehension. We're going beyond our human understanding. Because we cannot imagine life without time. We cannot imagine this sort of linear journey that we are on, because we are limited by our understanding. We also expect things to be over only for a season. Things wear out, and sometimes even relationships have become disposable. I always enjoy looking at old photographs. I don't know if you do. The fashions of the past. And how we reflected the fashions by what we wore. I grew up in the Teddy Boy punk rocker era. I was neither. Just for the record. But maybe there's some here who were the Teddy Boys or the punk rockers or the mods on Clacton Seafront on their scooters. Fashions. Fashions come as far as hairstyles as well. I used to have a lot of hair. And it was big hair. There's no photos that are available to the church for that. All this is about our time, our journey, our story. I love looking at, I'm part of some Facebook groups, looking at historic photos. And every so often there's a new historic photo of my homeland of Torquay. And I think, oh, I remember that. I remember that. And that nostalgia that comes back as you remember fondly. In my case, Rockham Farm Ice Cream, where they did a new flavour of ice cream every single day. There are some strange flavours by the end. Time. But God's beyond time. God's not fixed in our time. That reading from Isaiah, have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And so one thing we know about God is God has always been. We can't comprehend it. We can't fully understand it. But the Bible starts off. What are the three words, first words of the Bible? In the beginning, God. There's a statement. In the beginning, God. That's before all things, before creation, before anything had happened. The Bible states, in the beginning, God. God. And there's a statement of faith that God was there and God was already in existence. John, in his prologue to John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. The sense of there was a beginning but no beginning for God, because our beginning, God was already there. And that same God is here today. And that same God is here for eternity. He is faithful and he will not let us down. He will not disappear. He will not pass away. We can put our trust in him. We can put our trust in all sorts of things in the world, but most of them will give up and let us down. In the ballot box in a few weeks' time, we're being told to put our trust in a politician or a party. And we know, if we're being honest, they're all going to let us down sometime. That's the cycle of life we're in. But God never, ever lets us down. God never, ever says, oh, I'm too tired. I can't be bothered. God is a father. It's better than any father here. God, as a comforter, is a far better comforter than anybody here. God is our strength, is far stronger than anything we can imagine. God is the ultimate in all things. You want to talk about love? Well, you can watch all the films you like, but none of them will come close to the love that God has. You want to talk about faithfulness? Well, you can read all the books you like, but not one of them will come close to the faithfulness of God to you, even when you have abandoned him. God remains faithful. And so when we talk about an everlasting God, we're talking about a God in whom we can depend, who we can put our trust in. Many of us have bought cars in the past, haven't we? And they tell us that these cars will last forever. This is a reliable car, they tell us. Well, this week I read an article about the most unreliable cars in Britain. I don't want to upset people by saying out loud exactly what models, but Mercedes and BMWs came very high up this list of cars that break down. But God, he outlasts any possession. God is bigger than any issue we're facing, because God is everlasting. The psalmist in Psalm 90 says this: Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We feel that in our intelligence, in our postmodern world, that we're getting better and more able to cope and survive. We feel that we can actually cope on our own far more. And have you noticed how more and more people are living alone? They have gone away from relationships, they're on their own. But not one person can truly reach their potential without God in their life. And the psalmist says, throughout generations, from generation to generation, you have been our dwelling place. What's that mean? A place of security, a place where we can live, a place where we have shelter, a place where we can survive. This everlasting God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't like change, do we? Change worries us. Change frightens us. And if we're being honest, for many people, what we dread most is change. There was a country that decided to change from driving on the right to driving on the left. Oh, it caused so much problems. Particularly when one press release says, and they will phase it in slowly. Oh, the communications experts. But people struggled because they'd always been used to driving on one side, now told to drive on a different side. It was change. And so many things in our world are changing. The way we bank now has been changed. We used to go and see this nice person who used to say, good morning, nice to see you. Now most of it seems to be done by electronics. And people seem to be distant and absent. Change. And we live in a world of change, and the world is changing. But God is faithful, and God is the same, and God is everlasting. And God is beyond change. Because although the Bible says he is new every day, his mercies are new, he is as faithful as he was to Abraham, to Noah. If only we put our faith and trust in him. He is a shelter for generations. Sometimes we mock or talk about the nostalgia of the past generations who totally put their faith in God, their trust in God. But they had something we need to learn from. God can be trusted. God is faithful. That passage that Steve read from Isaiah chapter 40. You might want to look at it, Isaiah 40 verses 27 onwards. Verse 28 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Goes on to say, he will not grow tired or weary. Parents do grow tired and weary, don't they? And in their tiredness and weariness, they often respond in ways that they would prefer not to. I'm not going to ask for a show of parents' hands here, because we all get to that stage at some time. But God doesn't. Do you remember, those of you who are parents, that day your child had that tantrum? And that tantrum was included as you pick them up, then the thumping going on. And as a parent, you instinctively held them and held them tight. And after a while, there was a settling down. You had a wet shoulder, but you had a child who had calmed. That's the weird God who does not grow weary for each one of us. You have a tantrum at the moment. The God who is everlasting. He's not growing weary of you. He's not saying, oh, it's Joe again. Apologies to any Joes in the room. It's very difficult to pick out that name, you know. We're not. Oh, it's that troublesome one again. If only they would. God never does that. As we are fighting, as we're in that tantrum, as we want to come and we want to be angry with God because of life going on, the everlasting God is there and just showing that unending love. His understanding, says Isaiah, no one can fathom. You see, we very often build God up as a man with a stick that's going to hit us when we get things wrong and say to us, you're useless, you have no place. But remember what the gospel is? The gospel is a gospel of forgiveness. The gospel is a gospel of love. God's care for us is no matter what your past, you have a future. And that future is one where God's going to love you, redeem you, care for you. And no matter what the darkest secret thing you have done that you are afraid of facing God with, God is not going to say, I give up. You've overstepped the mark now. God's going to look you in the eye and welcome you. I do love you. He doesn't grow tired or weary of you. He doesn't grow frustrated. But he does long for us to have life and life in all its fullness. It's what Jesus came for, isn't it? John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes to rob and steal, but I have come to bring life and life in all its fullness. That's what God came for. Hey, this everlasting God who created heaven and earth, who was faithful to Abraham, who kept a ship afloat as the world flooded. This everlasting God who cared for a Jonah who had gone and run away from him and cared for the Ninevites. This everlasting God who saw a mess in the world and sent his son into the world that the world could be turned around and saved. This everlasting God knows no limit to his love. And no end to his care. This everlasting God will give strength to the weary. That's what it says in the Bible. Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 11, says, are you tired? Are you weary? Come to me, and I will give you rest. What's Isaiah saying about those who are weary, those who stumbled and fell? Hey, let's just admit it. Not one of us hasn't stumbled and fallen at some point. We all do, don't we? We all mess up sometimes. We all do something we shouldn't do. And Isaiah, this passage in Isaiah is very clear. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Not only will they renew their strength, it goes on, they will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. They will be beyond where they were before. Because they trust in God. And trusting in God takes us beyond our human limitations to what God can do through us. And maybe you're frustrated with your human limitations, whether that's physical, mental, whatever. You are frustrated because you would like to be far more than you are. And you've been fighting and battling to do it in your own strength. And you'd love to be that world changer, that community changer. You'd like to be that person in your workspace who's going to make the biggest difference. You'd like your life to count for something. You'd like your life to really make a difference for God's glory. And you've been fighting to do it in your own strength. And you look back and you see messed up relationships. You see messed up life and you see disappointment because you haven't been able to do it. We've all been there. We've all been there. But Isaiah says those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. What's he saying? He's saying once you get God and put your hope in God and let God take, then you will start to be that world changer. You can't do it on your own. But the everlasting God who created heaven and earth, who raised the dead, who transformed life, who healed the sick, who actually cast out demons, who changed communities, that same God is offering to each one of us today that if we put our hope in him, we can be transformed for his glory. Stop fighting on your own. Stop fighting in your own strength. Let me tell you something. Your pastor, Ian, is hopeless. He can't do anything. It's only when I trust God and put my life in the hands of God that I'm going to make a difference. And what's true for me is true for you. And we live in a world of messed up lives, broken relationships, disappointments, because for too long people have tried to do it in their own strength. God is a faithful God from everlasting to everlasting. He is stable. He is dependable. He is constant in character. And everything that Jesus talked about him is true and can be reliable. I started this message with the first four words from the Bible. In the beginning, God. Talked about that God and how that difference that God can make. I want to finish with some words from the last chapter of the Bible. Revelation 22. Look, I am coming soon. And my reward is with me. And I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates of the city. And I want to say, jump down. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life. I want to this morning invite each one of us, recognizing the eternal God, the God who is faithful, who has been the dwelling place for generations, to recognize that God who wants us to run and not grow weary, to soar on the wings like the eagles, to recognize that God who is stable, who is dependable, who is constant in character. I want us to say afresh, do you trust him? Do you want to reach your full potential? Will you? Don't worry about the person next to you right now. Trust God with them. afresh today. Come to the everlasting God, the faithful God, and say to that faithful God, okay, God, let's start again. Let's start again. I want to trust you. I want to reach my full potential for your glory. Come. Come again. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, take hold of us afresh. Take hold of your church. Lord God, you are the everlasting God. You have never left us. But we have run away from you. We come now. And we want to worship you. And as we do that at the beginning now, and start afresh, we say, Lord, take our lives, our whole lives, and may they be an act of worship as you work through us. Give us a thirst again for your scriptures. Give us a passion for our relationship with you again. Lord, take hold of us and may we see the excitement of being so overwhelmed.